A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, if you're still doing whatever resolution you set for yourself at the beginning of this month, this has felt like a very long month for so many reasons, so much of the stuff that we've been dealing with, especially right here in Southern California, the fires and everything else, emotional highs and a lot of lows. And as a result, this month, this January, which sometimes feels like it just breezes by, feels like it has taken forever. And if you tried to better your life by making a New Year's resolution, hopefully you're still doing it, but you probably quit by now.
Yeah, if you're Vanessa, you probably quit on 3 out of 4 of them.
But remember, every day is a new day. You can always start over.
Right, but have you started over yet?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Because you're dating and eating meat around the clock.
I'm not eating meat. I've only had that one chub. You got to forgive me for that. And I stopped talking to anyone.
I stopped talking to anyone.
I believe that.
Meaning there were multiple guys she was talking to.
This guy claims, we'll get to Omar's resolution in a moment and the damning audio that will embarrass him very much. But this guy claims that I have already lost the forced resolutions on our show. You know, we each have a forced resolution. We didn't want to do them, but we forced each other. Allie's got to reconnect with old friends. That's been going great. Every Friday we get to hear an awkward conversation with her and someone randomly from her phone. Jake apparently is still journaling. He had a near-death experience that he wrote about yesterday in his journal. He'd love to share that later. Omar's been forced to take on a hobby. The hobby we gave him was a musical instrument. We said tuba. Well, couldn't find a tuba, so we ended up with clarinet.
Stop blaming the clarinet.
Tomorrow is his first major performance for us. And I walked in on him this morning listening to him practice, and boy, he's got a lot to do in 24 hours.
Are you sure you want to do this on the radio, man?
We'll do it, but I'm going to warn everyone, if you're hungover now, if you have any animals in the room, or if you have a,
taste
at all, working ear dry, you may not want to even listen. But first, someone claims there's no reason for Omar to even perform. They claim I already lost, Allie.
What's up, Fine Alley Show, Sweet Dibbits? Calling about the forced resolutions. Last year, Jake lost his forced resolution on a technicality for not posting or journaling before midnight. Well, this year, Klein lost his forced resolution on the very first week. I was going to call in earlier, but it was more fun to listen to him suffer.
Well, thank you. The people that get joy out of hearing us suffer, I don't get
so
it.
So far, I'm on this guy's side.
He hasn't even made his point
yet. Me too.
My resolution, I'm forced to lose weight, and we decided a pound a week is what I have to lose, or else I lose. And I started at 175, which was already very low for me. And I've been doing my resolution.
But he was supposed to lose 1 pound a week, not 4 pounds in a week. It was 1 pound a week. So if he weighed 175, he should have clocked in at 174 the next week. Losing 3 pounds is more than 1 pound.
All right.
He lost the very first week.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I'm not even listening to this dumb call. It's so stupid.
I agree with that guy.
No.
And also, it gets me out of playing the stupid clarinet.
And also, that scale was very questionable. Jake found I didn't realize the scale we were using. Jake found in someone's front yard. It was like a random...
It was a gift from the gods.
It was a throwout scale. Someone threw out the scale, and Jake picked it up.
If someone threw out a scale, it's because they've given up on themselves, or they've given up on the scale because it's broken.
Yeah, and Jake brought it in here, and I was standing on that thing. I probably never even weighed 175. I got to get on a real scale. I bet you I'm nowhere...
Did you get weighed last week?
Yeah, and I was down to 173 or something. But the week that it dropped, where supposedly I lost 5 pounds in a week or whatever.
That's not normal.
It was not.
And I think it's really done nothing but give you a complex.
Yeah.
But I also think that that was inaccurate. I think you had lost 1 pound.
Yeah, I've been losing about a pound to a pound and a half. It's not easy. And I'm starving right now. I'm ravenous.
Yeah, but you've done nothing to lose weight, right?
Well, I'm not eating.
That's the route you're going is anorexia?
No, I'm eating, but I'm not eating like I used to eat. And occasionally
That's how Ozempic works, right?
It's not Ozempic.
Anyway, hope you guys are having a good one. If you guys are at a Creep IE Con, come say hi.
Okay.
My wife and I have a booth.
All right. Well, we'll be at Creep IE Con. Don't you worry. Thank you.
Highway 25 Designs got clothes for babies and fur babies. Saw Jake, the audio a-hole, there last time. And,
right.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Later.
All right, we'll see you out there.
Arbiter of audio.
Creep IE Con. He's the audio a-hole. Well said. So here we go. This morning I walk in, I hear a terrible sound.
And my Ozempic is the best.
Was it that?
Not what I heard. That's what's going on in my head all the time, though.
Uh-huh.
Al, you got to hear this. I don't know what of this you could hear from where you are, but from
I had headphones on. I was working on some other stuff, but I...
Okay. This is apparently Omar working on... I thought someone got stuck in like a...
By the way, it takes me a while for my lips to warm up to, get my, what they call embouchure or some bull crap like that. And the blowing into the mouthpiece is by far the hardest part for me anyway, playing this plastic clarinet that I have.
Isn't that the whole point?
That's the whole part of playing the clarinet.
No, you got to doing the fingering and all that and the notes and learning all
that. Warming
up
the lips, getting the fingering down. I'm with you.
So this is what I overheard this morning. I guess he's really been practicing. This is supposed to be, I think this is supposed to be Twinkle,
you,
Twinkle,
Jake.
Little Star. I believe this is what he's working on.
Yeah, that's the song we're working on.
I like it.
This guy will go to any concert.
And by the way, it's so funny because Omar's just sitting in his room by himself going over and over. Because tomorrow's the big performance. You know, tomorrow if he cannot deliver us one decent song on the clarinet,
No. By the way, you just made that up. I don't think so. I think the resolution was for me to pick up a new hobby.
To
which
learn
you
a
guys
new instrument.
Made,
yeah.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yes.
Well,
you're the one who adds random crap to these forced resolutions because you're like, Allie has to rekindle with old friends, but they also have to agree to the rekindle. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
like,
lose weight and shave your head.
Yeah.
No one to
like, let's
yeah,
just add
you
stuff onto yours.
I will shave my head if I have to lose
you have to
pound.
Shave your whole body.
Listen to that. I would love to. I mean, this is just...
That's kind of a note there.
Atrocious. And by
I think the Doomsday Clock just moved another second.
Yeah. This is the soundtrack to the Doomsday Clock.
No, this is still me still warming up, though.
This is you warming up?
I get a little better, a tiny bit better
this is where,
as it goes on.
At one point, there is something that kind of resembles a song, Allie. I mean, but like I'm telling you.
Is your mouth like sore?
Yes, it totally is.
Right, right.
Because I'm using muscles in my face
that you never
that I
use.
Normally wouldn't. Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this.
I don't think you guys are going to want to do this again tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow is the big performance.
I wonder, though, if you or I, Klein, just picked up this instrument, if we could do the same thing that he's doing.
I guarantee you that the clarinet I have is 20 years old,
and it's
all out of whack, man.
He claims a broken clarinet. The problem is the clarinet, not the player. But a
true artist blames the instrument.
Right. This is Allie. This is as good as I heard. And I recorded Omar playing this morning. He didn't know I was recording him. Good 5 minutes of him practicing.
Jingle all the.
Yeah, I like it.
Whoa!
See, he almost
Omar.
Got it.
You see, there's a little something there. Okay, then I kind of lose it there.
So, that's tomorrow.
Little Star.
24 hours, we get the big performance. I can't wait.
God,
Lisa on K-Rock. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Klein. I have a solution for you on your starvation issue.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You need to up your protein.
Right.
I've been
protein
telling them that.
It's not going to cause you to put on weight, but it's going to help you to lose some weight without making you feel like you're starving.
I don't want to put on muscle.
Make sure.
Muscle's too heavy.
Trust
me,
dude.
Muscle weighs the same as fat.
It's not what I...
That's the whole misnomer. 5 pounds of muscle is equal to 5 pounds of fat. It just takes up less space.
Well, all I need is for one of you guys to break first. I just need Allie or Omar or Jake to break, and then I'm going to shovel pizzas into my mouth.
Did you just hear what I just did? I'm on my way to stardom, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to give up the clarinet now.
Yeah, he's getting close to the brown note.
We got to take a quick break. We're back in a moment.
Wait,
we got a couple that is on the phone. They need your help. Jury duty will be in your future, but it's good jury duty. Petty Claims Court next.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.